So I have some good news and I have some bad news. Which would you like first? Okay, the good news. That's how I like it too. Good news before the bad. So here's the good news. The world is not going to end in 2012. Not only is the movie with that title wrong, so too is the Mayan calendar. You see, there are folks who believe that the Mayan calendar, developed by a civilization that flourished between 250 and 900 CE, predicted the end of the world in 2012. Coupling the fact that the Mayan calendar seems to end in 2012, there are folks who also factored in other information that supports, or seems to support, that December 21st, 2012 will be the last day of all of our lives. Some factored in other ancient predictions, such as those based on Egyptian writings, while others purported to base their conclusions on astronomical events that will result in the end of the world as we know it. But fortunately, those who are worried that no one should be making New Year's plans for December 31st, 2012, don't need to worry. At least according to Harold Camping, an engineer who says that believing the world is going to end in 2012 is just a fairy tale. Well, the bad news? The bad news is that Harold Camping does know when the world is going to end. Not in 2012, but in 2011. Damn. According to Camping, we've lost almost an entire year. While Camping chuckles at those who accept Mayan prophecy, he knows when the world is going to end because he accepts biblical prophecies. You see, Camping runs Family Radio, an evangelical station that reaches folks around the world. And while he once predicted that the world was supposed to end in 1994, he acknowledges that he probably made some kind of mathematical error and has recalculated the numbers and now says on his website that Judgment Day is May 21st, 2012. Judgment Day, as it further describes on the website, is that day God will destroy the world because of the sins of mankind. While it is easy to simply dismiss Camping as one more doomsday predictor, I believe his willingness to dismiss a group of folks who believe in one collection of mythology, while he embraces another collection of mythology and claims that his collection is true, reveals one of the major problems that we are currently facing in modern society. There are many folks, not just Camping and his listeners, who believe that their ancient religious tales are true while the ancient tales of others are false. This is, in fact, the problem with all religions that take their texts literally, believers only accepting that their writings and the way their religious leaders interpret them are the revealed word of God while rejecting others as myths or worse, false prophecy. So while Campy accepts the text he is reading as the word of God and believes that the world is going to end in 2012, other folks read their text as saying God gave their people a particular parcel of land, and others read their text as saying God says that the non-believers are not worthy to live. The world is not going to end because of ancient prediction, but wars will be fought and terrorism perpetrated by those who believe that their ancient myths are true while all others are not. It is time for reasonable people of all religious backgrounds to speak out and clearly state that while the texts of our ancestors may still speak to us on an emotional level, we recognize that they are not conveyors of factual truth, nor accurate predictors of the future. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.